Hello, our guest today is head coach of the Marysville Bulldogs boys basketball team, Scott Brown. Coach, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Oh, good day, but unfortunately, though, your team did fall in both of their games, first to Hiawatha in a last-second, basically, buzzer beater, and then losing by 10 to Sabetha. Coach, before we dive really into both these games, kind of just give us an overview of how you think your team played in both these games.
Oh, we played well in spurts, especially the Hiawatha game. You know, our problem is we'll go on a good run for a minute or two, and then we have lapse in focus and effort, and that'll catch up to you at the varsity level. You know, we were up 10 in the middle of the third quarter against Hiawatha, and, you know, a good team is gonna take that lead and turn that into 15 points by the end of the third, and then by the middle of the fourth, it's 20 and the game's over, and we let them go on a 14-0 run. Those are just growing pains of guys that don't have a lot of varsity experience, and those are things that we can work on and we can improve upon. That game, we definitely shouldn't be 0-2 at this point. Both teams are teams that we can beat. And that's no offense to either team. They're both teams are coached well and have some good players, but both teams are teams that we're very capable of beating, and there's no reason for that. I got to do a better job of preparing our guys for situational basketball, and those are things that we can improve upon, and we will improve upon.
Now, Coach, before I let you go, you'll be taking on Valley Heights tomorrow, who did lose to Riley County in their first match. What keys do you have written down to get back on the winning ways and defeat Valley Heights?
You know, the things we've just discussed, you know, defensively, we've got to set our behinds in a stance, and we've got to anticipate, and we've got to be on edge every second of every defensive possession. And offensively, we've got to work for good shots. The ball's got to get reversed. Every time you move the ball side to side, your percentage chance of scoring
goes up. Tell your friends at Blue Valley.
The other one, boxing out, we've got to hit a body. Our guys are just shot goes up, and they're just turning, looking for the ball. And that works just fine if you're playing guys that are undersized. But, you know, coming into league play here in a little bit, we're not going to play anybody undersized. You're going to have to be fundamentally sound, or you're going to get your butt beat every night.
Our guest today is head coach of the Marysville Bulldogs boys basketball team, Scott Brown. Coach, good luck on Tuesday.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
Along with the brand-new 2021 Buick Enclave Premier and Buick Enclave Essence, the Nordis Motor Company has on trade a 2019 Chevy Traverse, one owner, just 31,000 miles, a 2019 GMC Acadia, 2017 Chevy Equinox Premier, and 2015 Chevy Traverse. It's an all-wheel drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Welcome back. Time for boys basketball action as your Marysville Bulldogs looking to take down Valley Heights. The 0-2 Bulldogs, though, unfortunately, falling last Friday to Sabetha in the 10-point loss, 60-50. Marysville looking to turn that around tonight against the Valley Heights team, is also looking to get on its way. So we're just a couple of seconds away here from opening tip-off. And with this, we'll take a quick breather and bring you back the opening tip-off here on KNDY.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
If you're needing electrical, HVAC, or plumbing work, give S&S Service a call. They do it all, and no job is too big or too small, and they offer free estimates. S&S Service has the experience and know-how to get the job done and done right. And if you can't trust electrical work to a guy named Zach Sparks, who can you trust? That's S&S Service. Give them a call today, 268-0776.
We're here in the starting lineup for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Number 11, Trayton Claycamp, in at 6 feet tall. And a senior, Logan Gray, number 15. With a 5'11 freshman, Trent LeCure, 5'11 senior, Taysom Bigham as a sophomore. Then, of course, for your Marysville Bulldogs, we have Jack Lauer, 6'1 junior. Sam Jesperson, 6'4 senior. Peyton Smith, 6'3 junior. Brooke Williams, 6'3 junior. And then Rhett Williams, 6'3 junior. Going to be a very explosive game tonight between both teams. Valley Heights are 0-1, but at the same time, Valley Heights 0-1. So both teams looking to get their first victory on the season. Roy Shafton's a late addition. Number 23 is listed here as the starting lineup as Roy Shafton. And then on the roster, Royce Ekstrom. For Kale Green and his team, and then, of course, Scott Brown and his team. Both teams looking to really just bounce back with it. Both teams really had some issues in their first two games, though Marysville really just looking to bounce back as they had the advantage against Hiawatha and then lost in the last second shot. And then, unfortunately, had down the road some issues that had them fall to Sabetha. As we have Rhett Williams going to be jumping, and he wins the tip-off for Marysville as Sam Jesperson will have the basketball. Over to Peyton Smith. Smith now over to Rook Williams in the left corner of the three-point line. It's his brother, Rhett. Rhett going to pass it to the top to Rook, who's now going to set the offense back up for Marysville. Jesperson trying to drive in. Good defense coming in on the side of Trenton LeCure. Over now to a wide open Rhett Williams three, bounces off the iron, rebounded by Trenton LeCure. LeCure up the court, guarded by Lauer. Over to the far side, Trenton Claycamp with his three, rattles in and out, rebounded by Roy Shaftes. Claycamp has the basketball inside to Shaftes, who has to pass it out, intercepted on the side of Marysville. And here comes their second offensive possession, pushing it up the court to Smith, Peyton Smith, couldn't get the basketball in his hands, so he falls out of play with it. Turnover now. Valley Heights basketball. Here comes Claycamp lining up the court. Going to pass out to Shaftes, who drives in for an easy basket. His Royce Ekstrom out there now. His first points on the night. Into Rook Williams, who passes into his brother. Rhett Williams going to drive in and go up with a nice power layup for his first 2 points on the night. Rhett Williams getting it started for Marysville now 2-2. The pass, really bad pass coming in from Kaysom Bigham. It gets intercepted by Marysville. Here comes Jesperson inside to Rhett Williams, who's trying to get to go up with it, but he's in triple coverage, goes up with it, and it goes in and out, rebounded by Peyton Smith, who goes up with it. But there is going to be an offensive foul coming in from Peyton Smith. That's going to be the first foul on the night for Peyton Smith, so the game is still tied at 2 apiece here early in the first quarter. Passing it up to Ekstrom. Ekstrom, nice pass off to Bigham, who can't find the basket, but rebounded by Jesperson, but there will be a foul called on the side. See what it was. I think they have it. Yep, it is written down for Valley Heights. It's going to be the first foul on the night for Logan Gray, the freshman. Smith going to pass it into Lauer. Jack Lauer now going to throw it over to Jesperson. Again, full court press coming in for the side of the Valley Heights Mustangs. Rhett Williams trying to get it into Jack Lauer, but Bigham intercepts the pass and tries to go up with a layup. Can't get it. Rebounded and on the side of Marysville, but we're going to call a foul. We're going to call the foul on Royce Ekstrom. Yeah, it's going to be on Ekstrom, but Rhett Williams is going to sub out. Devin Tomer now subbing in. They actually have the foul being marked on Kaysom Bigham. So that's his first foul tonight. Lauer across the half-court line. He's going to drive in. Kicking out to Rook. Now here comes Sam Jesperson. Three-pointer bounces off the iron. Good offensive rebound. The pass into Peyton Smith. And the foul called. Good ball movement coming in on the side of the Bulldogs. Going to set up Peyton Smith in his first free throw tonight. 2-2 is the score. With 5:42 left to go. Smith. First free throw attempt falls in 1-for-1 is subbing in now on the drive, or excuse me, for the Mustangs is going to be Drake Slifer. Slifer subbing in, I believe, for Kaysen Bigham. Smith with a second free throw, bounce off the back iron, and it's going to be rebounded by Jack Lauer in Marysville. Though they're going to stay, the basketball hits the out-of-bounds line, so it will now be Valley Heights. Valley Heights ball, 1-for-2, though, from the free throw line for Peyton Smith, as Willow Tott checks in now for Marysville. Passes it up to Slifer, now over to Ekstrom, over in the corner. Here comes Clay Camp. Clay Camp guarded by Otot. Driving in on Otot is Clay Camp. Over to the top now to Gray. Gray now passes out to LaCure. Back to Bingham. Ekstrom. Here comes Slifer. Good physical defense coming in from Marysville. And the bad pass. Almost turnover. What a great save coming in from Royce Ekstrom. To save the ball, and now a foul being called on the side of Willow Tott. Wow, what a fantastic play coming in from this Valley Heights team to really keep their offensive drive alive. As here comes Logan Gray with the layup. Can't get it. It's going to be last touch on the side of Valley Heights. Now Marysville ball leading 3-2. Willow Tott passes it in to Jesperson. Jesperson over to Lauer. Valley Heights still going with this big half-court zone. Now over back to Lauer. Good ball movement, trying to break the zone apart. Lauer driving in. Passes to Devin Tomer. Tomer gets in. Tomer getting his first point on tonight. Looking to rebound after an unfortunate game. Last time out against Sabetha, where really he was just in matchup hell going against a much bigger opponent. The pass is going to fall out of bounds. An errant pass coming in from Logan Gray. So it's a turnover as Rhett Williams now subs in as Peyton Smith gets some time off. With Marysville now up 5-2 over the Valley Heights Mustangs. Jesperson going to pass it over to Lauer. Again, the way that this zone is set up in the half court, they're going to pass it into Rhett Williams, who tried to pump fake, go up and then drive the foul. Doesn't need it. He'll get the point. Four quick points for Rhett Williams. But the way that Valley Heights is trying to set up its half-court zone is try to pinch them in the corners as the shot is missed. And a free one. Here comes the play from the side of Marysville. Lauer's going to get it. Kicks it out to Jesperson. Excuse me, Otahu drives in. Can't get the layup, but they're going to call a blocking foul on the side of Royce Ekstrom. Drake Slifer is going to get the foul. But, again, with the way that Valley Heights is trying to put in this full-court press zone, is they're trying to drive Marysville into a corner of the court so that they can then just pinch on and stop them from getting the passes. But so far, Marysville is just able then to break it down as the first free throw from what Tott misses. The second one rattles in, though. 1-for-2 coming in from Willow Tott, his first points on the night. Gray looking to drive on Rhett Williams. Going to go up with it, and it's going to fall in. Excuse me, correction, it's Royce Ekstrom. Royce Ekstrom with his second bucket on the night. Pass into Devin Tomer, and it falls out. Man, he was just unlucky tonight and last Friday. So far, missing that wide-open layup. Here comes a shot from Clay Camp, and it hits the mark. Great Clay Camp with his first points. But, man, he's got a feel for Devin Tomer. Like, these last couple of games, he's really just had the toughest assignment as they're going to pass into Tomer. He's going to go up with it. Misses. Good rebound, though, from Tomer. Trying to go up with it, but he'll draw the foul. again, just unlucky with the basketball gods forcing his basketball out of the hoop. But it is now 8-6 in Marysville lead as Peyton Smith and Rook Williams subbing in. So out goes Lauer and Devin Tomer. As Coach Scott Brown's talking with Tomer to get him back into the game. As there goes the pass to Rhett Williams, but he actually coughs the basketball up. It's a turnover, 8-6 is Marysville lead, though. LeCure has the basketball. Going to pass it over to Slifer. Slifer, good defense coming in from Peyton Smith. Now over to Claycamp. Claycamp over to Gray. Logan trying to drive on Jesperson. Slifer picks his dribble up in a tough spot, but a good backdoor coming in from Claycamp, and the ball's going to roll out of bounds as Marysville possession now. Really good suffocating defense coming in from Marysville here early in the first quarter. I know the score is 8-6, but just the way they're playing on the court, just flying around, closing out on the offensive player with no problem, really trying to establish dominance. Smith gets the back door over to Willow Todd, tries to go up with it, and it falls in. Real tough shot coming in from Willow Todd. It's now 3 points for the freshman. Good backdoor play, though. Smith was able to find Otak cutting back. Able to sink it in for a nice layup as the pass over to Claycamp with his three-pointer. Bounces in and out. Rebounded by Rook Williams, who's going to pass it up to Will Otak. Trying to find a wide-open Rhett Williams, who doesn't go up actually with the shot. He's going to kick it out to reset this offense up. Rook over to Rhett, and the ball is going to be intercepted by Royce Ekstrom. Trying to go up, and a good steal coming in from Sam Jesperson to stop the play. It was looking pretty dire for Marysville. Royce Ekstrom with the steal had a wide open lane, but Jesperson with nice defense able to swipe it away. Is now 10-6 with Marysville up front with 1:55 left to go here in the opening quarter. Whaley, really long pass out to LeCure. Looking to set it up again for Valley Heights. Almost another turnover, though, for the Mustangs. Trying to find their footing. Over to Claycamp. Good closeout from Otan. Claycamp really can't get past him. And a good pick and steal coming in from Patrick Smith. It was Peyton Smith. And Smith goes up with it. Can't get the shot to fall. And he, unfortunately, falls down quite awkwardly on his leg. Goes Peyton Smith. Brother Patrick Smith played some football earlier this year and I think went down with an injury, but Peyton Smith did fall a little awkward on that ankle, but he did get back up and walk down the court. Marysville still leading 10-6. Pass over into the corner. Lauer guarding Gray, and the ball hits the bottom of Logan Gray's leg, and in doing so, it falls out of bounds. Marysville ball yet again. Marysville looking to really establish itself early here in the game, up 10-6. Otak with the basketball, picks it up and passes it over to Rhett Williams, now over to Rook Williams. Guarded by Tanner Meadows is Rook Williams. Lauer pump fakes the three-pointer, now passes it to Smith. The baseline run-in from Willow Todd draws yet another foul. Good backdoor read from Willow Todd. Just eaten on the offensive side on these backdoor plays, and Peyton Smith just, again, finding him wide open. Otan now going to the line for his third free throw. Hits off the front iron, no good, 1-for-3 now. Seems just like Valley Heights is unable to recognize Will Otan's moves behind the backdoor cut. And because so, he's getting these easy opportunities to make plays, and he does. Only 2-for-4 now from the free throw line for 4 total points. As Jesperson's looking to check back in. Meadows down to the backcourt. Behind the back to Slifer. But there's going to be a jump ball as Logan Gray couldn't get handling of the basketball. It's going to fall in Marysville's favor, though. Again, with these backdoor plays, both sides just really struggling to find a footing and allowing each other just to get behind them. So now Claycamp. Should be a jump ball, and if the jump ball is going to happen, it should be Marysville possession. So it is after a little confusion on the court. Marysville looking to set up. Now their offense. Valley Heights going a little bit away, I think, from that full court zone. Now trailing 11-6 with 50 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Jesperson subbed in for Willow Todd. He takes the ball out. Smith now to Lauer. Lauer looking to get some screens going, looking to drive on the Clay Camp. Goes up with a strong basket for his points. Peyton Smith now 3 total points, going strong against Clay Camp. As Rook almost pokes the ball away from LeCure, and it's going to be stealed by Jack Lauer, who tries to go over Mick, but gets fouled from behind by Trenton LeCure. We're in the bonus now for Marysville in the first quarter. Marysville up 13-6 over the Valley Heights Mustangs. Jack Lauer now up to shoot his first free throws. First one rattles in. 1-for-1 from the line. Marysville really establishing dominance early here in the first quarter. The second one misses, but good rebound coming from Peyton Smith, and it goes in for his next basket. That is now 3 total points for Peyton Smith. And we have a sub coming in. Peyton Smith going to sub out. Devin Tomer now subbing in. A good outing from Peyton Smith, really establishing his presence physically down low. Clay Camp with the basketball, guarded by Rook Williams. He's going to push it up to Logan Gray. Good defense, though, from Jesperson. Almost gets the steal. Ooh, drop there from LeCure. And the steal finally comes in from Rhett Williams, who's going to push it now up to Rook Williams. He goes up with a shot, and it lands in. Marysville is starting to get on a roll here early in the game. Look at the first points tonight from Rook Williams, but they're up 18-6 at the end of quarter one here on KNDY.
In a season where everyone is on the go give gift cards from CJ Express. Available in $100, $50, $20, and $10 values, they're good in-store for food, drinks, merchandise, and, of course, fuel. It's the perfect way to show someone you appreciate them and what they do. CJ Express gift cards. Available in Marysville and Frankfort. Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage, because they're such pros at taking things. They not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
Welcome back. Marysville currently up 18-6 at the start of quarter number two. It's been a strong offense and defensive control from these Bulldogs, really putting their rough and tumble defensive style to good use, forcing so many turnovers against the Mustangs here early in the game. And so far it's culminated in this 18-6 lead. LeCure with the basketball. Almost got into a trap. It's Tanner Meadows now, and he gets the ball intercepted by Sam Jesperson, who's going to push it up to Rook Williams, up for the easy layup and in. The second basket on the night for Rook Williams. 4 points back-to-back from Rook Williams. It's now 20-6 is the Marysville lead. Logan Gray with the basketball, going to hand it off to Tanner Meadows. Meadows trying to drive on Rhett Williams. Passes it back to Logan Gray, but good defense from Jack Lauer forces Gray to pick his dribble up. Slifer with the basketball. Hands it over to Clay Camp, but the reach foul coming in, I believe, from Rook Williams. It will be on Rook Williams. That is his first foul, though, tonight. So Royce Ekstrom now subs back in. And then we're going to see Dustin Denton as well, the freshman, seeing some action tonight. Going to pass it into Ekstrom. He's going to pass it inside to LeCure with the spin move. Has the ball stripped as he was making his way to the basket, so we'll still stay here for Valley Heights. Setting up an inbounds play. Need to get something going, though. They're trailing 20-6 here in the second quarter. Over to Ekstrom, who shoots his three. It's going to bounce out, but good rebound coming in from Denton, and he'll draw the foul as Lauer got bopped in the nose. This would be okay, but Dustin Denton's going to go to the line for his first shot tonight as Jack Lauer gets his first foul tonight. Dustin Denton, the 6-foot freshman, gets some action. First free throw rattles out, 0-for-1. 26 now. The second one rattles in, so 1 for 2 on the night for his first points in the basketball game. Jesperson looking to get this offense set up. Now over to Rhett, around the world to Lauer. Lauer holding on to the basketball, letting to get these off-ball screens set up. Lauer looking to drive, stumbles, but picks his dribble back up. Devin Tomer now over to Jesperson. Rook looking to drive on Denton, can't get anything going. Looking, he'll spin move around and go up for the easy hook. Another point for Rook Williams, 6 total so far. He just made it look easy on the freshman, Dustin Denton, as Logan Gray answers back immediately on the other side of the court for his first point. 22-9 is where we are at. Marysville up top. Tomer over to Rook Williams. He's going to hand it off to Jesperson. Lots of really good ball movement coming in from these Bulldogs tonight. Really being able to pick apart this zone defense. Rook driving on Denton yet again. An air ball layup. Tomer gets it and hits the top of the iron. No good. Devin Tomer, unfortunately, cannot just buy a basket so far in his last 2 games. Mercure over to Ekstrom. It gets the pass intercepted by Sam Jesperson, who's now going to drive up the court. Pop his 3-pointer up, and it's going to fall no good. Didn't get the feet slanted. And we're going to call a foul, though, on Rhett Williams on a push in the back. That's going to be Rhett's first foul tonight. But so far, really, again, Marysville just looking so strong offensively. Willow Top subs in with Peyton Smith. And then, of course, Thomas Barron seeing action as well tonight for the Bulldogs, his first. Clay Camp driving up the court, met immediately by Rook Williams. They're going to pass it over to Ekstrom. Ekstrom trying to drive on Barron. Goes up and over. No good on the shot. And then picked up by Lauer. Lauer looking to drive. He's got some speed and some muscle. Goes up for the nice easy layup and gets it in. Jack Lauer now with 3 points. It's 24-9. Marysville just starting to really drive away with this game early. 5:20 left to go. We're in the bonus though for Marysville. And we're going to call a timeout on the side of Cale Green, as they were in some trouble. But Marysville leads 24-9.
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Welcome back. Marysville up 24-9 here late in the second quarter, 5:16 to be exact, left in quarter number 2. Look here, going to pass in the corner to Ekstrom. Ekstrom going to have the ball intercepted by Peyton Smith. Again, Marysville defensively getting turnovers, and when that means a point. Lauer with his 3-pointer. Oh, just a little short, but we are going to get the foul called. On LeCure, it looks like Trent LeCure might be getting the foul. And it is going to be actually not Trent LeCure. Actually, Dustin Denton with his first foul tonight. But with that, since we're in the bonus, Peyton Smith going to go to the line. So far, 1 for 2 on the night. He nails the first one. So now 2 for 3. Up to 4 total points for Peyton Smith, and he's been doing it all on the offensive glass, on the defensive side, and in the passing lanes. Gets rewarded as he misses the second one, 2 for 4. Still has 4 total points, though, on the night. Second on the team, just behind Rook Williams. Has a good rebound coming, though, in for Marysville. Here they're going to get another offensive possession. Otop driving down the lane, goes in for the layup. Another good possession by this Marysville offensively, and in the fast break, Willow Todd getting another basket, 6 now on the night for him. So far, every facet Marysville has just beaten Valley Heights, whether it's in defense, in the fast break, as another steal coming in from Jack Lauer, going to set up yet another Marysville offensive possession over to Thomas Behrens. Behrens down inside the Peyton Smith pump fake going in for the easy layup. Peyton Smith yet again, 6 points on the night, tying the team high with both Rook and Willow Tott. Now it's 29-9. Shot from Trenton LeCure. Hits off the back iron. Good rebound, though, from Royce Ekstrom. We'll have the foul drawn by Jack Lauer, though. That's his second foul. So Lauer's going to have to sub out. Subbing in now in for Marysville is going to be Sanders Zutterman as well as Sam Jesperson. As the free throw is missed, so Marysville still up 29-9. Here comes Jesperson, going to hand it off to Otot. Otot over to Zutterman. Trying to find the open man inside to Peyton Smith. And then here goes a three-pointer from Jesperson off the front iron. Rebounded by Dustin Denton. Peyton Smith, again, he may have missed that. He may have passed that point off to get the three-pointer from Jesperson, but so far tonight he's been doing it on every facet. Is a nice rebound coming in from Thomas Behrens. Setting up Marysville yet again, leading by 20 with 3:22 left to go here in period number two. Excuse me, quarter number two. Zutterman with the basketball. Tries to find something open on the back door. Going to pass it inside to a wide open Sam Jesperson. His first basket tonight. And with that, another timeout coming in on the side of the Valley Heights Mustangs. They trail 31-9.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
Welcome back. Marysville up 31-9 over the Valley Heights Mustangs. It's really just been Marysville all day tonight against these unfortunate Mustangs. They're just facing the wrath of Scott Brown and his team after going 0-2 in the record so far, losing to Hiawatha. I'm not in a twister there. Hiawatha and Sabetha, and Marysville is taking its anger out on the Mustangs. So far, trailing 31-9. Clay Camp picks his dribble up. He's going to pass it over to Dustin Denton. Now over to Kasem Bigham, who's going to pass it over to LeCure. LeCure and a double team going to pass it over to Clay Camp, who can't find an open man, so he's going to have to dump it off. LeCure over to Denton, who steps back looking for a three-pointer. Here comes LeClaire's chance. He's going to pop up a very tough shot, and it falls for him. Clint LeCure with his point, first points on the night. Now it's 31-11, 20-point lead for Marysville. Otot with the basketball and hand it off to Jesperson. Now over to Red to reset the offense. Trying to find something down low. He's going to pass it in to Thomas Behrens, but they're going to get the penalty due to the foul on Dustin Denton. It's his second foul and the ninth team foul for Valley Heights as in comes Jack Lauer subbing in for Willow Tott. It'll be a 1-1 for Thomas Behrens, who's looking for his first points tonight for the Bulldogs going to the line. First free throw is up and it falls in 1-for-1. The one Thomas Behrens, his lead is now 32-11 for the Bulldogs. Behrens gets set and sets the second one, and that one rattles in 2-for-2. 2 points down the night for Thomas Behrens in his first basket, making it 2 free throws, so not really considered a singular basket as driving in and behind to Clay Cam's going to kick it out to LeCure, who's trying to go up with it, and he does, and it rattles in. Another good possession, though, for the Valley Heights Mustangs, though, unfortunately, it's starting to get it's a little too late as Marysville's lead is just starting to balloon 33-13 as the skyhook coming in from Rhett Williams, but a good rebound from Thomas Barron draws yet another foul. We're going back to the line. This foul is going to be on Logan Gray, his third personal foul and the 10th team foul coming in for the Mustangs. The first free throw rattles in and out for Thomas Barron, 2-for-3 on the night now. Blake Ekstrom now subs in for the Mustangs. Really just getting out of control this game, specifically on the fouling for Cale Green and his Mustangs team as the second one falls in, 3-for-4, 3 total points now for Thomas Barron as he gets subbed off as well as Sander Zutterman. So Peyton Smith now subbing back in for Marysville as well as Rook Williams. Full court cut press coming in for the Bulldogs. Going to pass it forward. Here comes a shot coming up on the side of Clay Camp, falls down, and here comes the push coming on the side of Marysville. Lauer was not expecting it, so it's a turnover. Look here. Gets his pass blocked at the point of attack by Rook Williams, recovered on the side of the Mustang. Good suffocating defense coming in from Rook Williams, forces Trenton LeCure to make a mistake. It is now Marysville possession, up 34-13. 1:31 left to go here in quarter number two. Jefferson over to Rhett, now to Lauer. And we're going to have a moving screen on the side of Marysville, so that's going to be a turnover. Well, their lead still stands at 34-13. So the second personal foul for Peyton Smith. Now we go into the bonus for the Mustangs. Clay Camp over to LeCure. He's going to set this offense up. He's going to pass, try to pass it over to Royce Ekstrom, but it's going to fall out of bounds. But Lauer tried to save it. He was the last to touch it. Still Mustangs ball. Excuse me, everything that Valley Heights does tonight is just not going their way. LeCure trying to get it into Ekstrom, but he just moves away at the wrong time and it falls as a out-of-bounds play, but luckily that it still is in their possession. Bingham going to pass it over to LeCure. Cross court to Clay Camp. Good closeout though again from Rhett Williams, and another steal from the Marysville Bulldogs. Sam Jefferson passing it up to Rhett Williams, driving in, going up with a strong layup, getting another point. Eight total points now for Rhett Williams. It's an onslaught here. The pass down into Ekstrom finds the mark. So 36-15 is Marysville lead as Scott Brown and this Bulldogs offense going to slow it down a little bit. Jesperson just crossed the halfway mark. Lauer with the basketball guarded by Claykin. There's Rhett Williams now to his brother Rook. Good defense from Trenton LeCure though, forcing Jesperson to pass the ball up. Smith picks his dribble up. He was guarded by Ekstrom and a missed pass going into a wide open Rook Williams. Lauer pump fakes, driving into the lane, passes it to Rhett, who goes up strong with the layup. Just great play coming in from this Bulldogs team to just make that extra pass and a steal. Here comes Rook Williams with the missed basket at the buzzer, but it doesn't matter as Marysville is currently up 38-15 at the end of quarter number two. It is just looking like the game's all but over here before we even got to quarter number two. But we'll take a quick little breather and bring you back on these first half action here on KNDY.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
When you roller send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
At Galloway Uyghurs in Brenniger, we're about building relationships, one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Legacy Carpet Cleaning will give your floors a fresh-as-new look. Let their team of dedicated professionals tackle your carpet or tile cleaning. Your home feels fresh, looks great, and makes a more healthy environment for you and your family. Call Skyler Price today for an appointment and let Legacy Carpet Cleaning in Marysville go to work for you.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Feeling stuck in a state of compensation stagnation? You know, another year, no raise? Then let State Farm agent John Bannister help you get to a better state with a discount double check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little further. Discounts that could add up to 40% and put a few hundred extra dollars in your pocket. Discounts vary from state to state. See John Bannister, State Farm agent, 1022 Broadway, Marysville.
When we consider a loan application, we also take into consideration a person's character. We don't just run a bunch of numbers in a computer and call it a credit score. People are more than numbers. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
For quality used vehicles and quality service, come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville, Kansas. Honeyman Auto has experienced mechanics and a great selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs. We don't have what you're looking for. We'll find it for you. For a quality experience, quality vehicles, and quality service, come out and see Ryan, Bob, Doug, Kathy, and Cody. You can also find us on the web at honeymanauto.com. Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, Marysville, Kansas, home of quality and value. 785-619-6500.
If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and service designed especially for AARP members. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
When your car needs auto body repair, let Dave's Body Shop take it from here. Our techs have the resources and technology to offer fast, quality service and quick turnaround. The workmanship has to meet our high standards before we return your vehicle to you. We are also pleased to offer auto maintenance through R&K service. We have a full-time mechanic to take care of basic oil changes to a complete engine replacement. All your vehicle needs are met with friendly and honest service at Dave's Body Shop and R&K service in Marysville.
Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best and available at Feldkamp's Furniture.
Christmas season, loading. Enjoy faster internet this Christmas. Get a $100 Blue Valley bill credit or pass that credit along as a gift for a hard-to-buy-for loved one. Offer applies to new customers or speed upgrades only. Give your family the gift of an internet upgrade. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net. Merry Christmas from your friends at Blue Valley.
As Christmas quickly approaches, it's time to start planning and shopping for this season's Christmas gifts. Hometown Lumber and Hardware suggests the Big Green Egg. It would make an excellent family gift that everyone can pitch in for. There are also great accessories to make preparing meals easy and fun. From grilling to roasting, baking to smoking, the Big Green Egg is the way to go this Christmas. Shop local and make a difference. Visit Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville is all about Christmas. The keepsake ornaments, the tree trimmer ornaments, the Christmas village, the buy one, get one half off boxed cards and gift wrap. It's all here waiting for you to deck the halls and sing fa-la-la-la-la. Follow Reflections on Facebook to see all the latest ornaments and gifts. Reflections, more than just your favorite Hallmark store, open 7 days a week.
Game time is the perfect time to fire up a Traeger grill. You can bake a pizza, smoke wings or ribs, or grill steaks. This grill can do it all. Traeger is the original wood pellet grill, and with a full 3-year warranty, makes Traeger grills the best-selling pellet grill on the market. Cromie Lumber in Marysville carries a full line of Traeger grills, accessories, spices, and pellets. Always wanted to try a Traeger before you buy? Then stop in at Cromie Lumber and ask for details to check out their loaner, Little Texas Elite, for a weekend. Only at Cromie Lumber, 609 Carolina in Marysville.
Welcome back. It's 38-15 as your Marysville Bulldogs just absolutely dominating every facet of this basketball game against the Valley Heights Mustangs. And really, that's what it is. Offense, defense, transition fast breaks, full court press, whatever you throw out there, whatever you name, Marysville has just been on top of it, and they've been led on by offensively by Rhett Williams. 10 total points, does have one foul, leading the Bulldogs away in scoring. You know, you kind of have a tie for next best as Peyton Smith with 6 points and Willow Tott with 6 points. Both Peyton Smith and Willow Tott have a nice little two-man game going on early in the first quarter. And that's really where it was. Marysville went up early 18-6. And as I said, Peyton Smith on the defensive side of the basketball, just forcing disruption. And then offensively, being a really good distributor, finding Willow Tott and a lot of backdoor cuts from the freshman for his 6 points. And then it was just the same in the second quarter, just kept pouring it on. 20 points in quarter number two as they lead the Valley Heights Mustangs 38-15. And unfortunately for the Mustangs, it just comes at a bad time seeing this Marysville team, because they are just a team on a mission. They've been angry ever since losing to Sabetha, because they lost to 1 point on a buzzer beater to Hiawatha in game number one, and then late in the fourth quarter just couldn't get anything going, falling to Sabetha 60-50. And then so far tonight against Valley Heights, just putting the anger out on this poor team, because it's just been a blowout since minute one, as it's 38-15. So Valley Heights did win the opening tip-off, so going to be Marysville setting up here in quarter number three. As we're underway, inside of Lauer, and it just bounces out again. Sam Jesperson with a nice read that Jack Lauer with his baseline backdoor cut couldn't get the rebound. Here comes a shot. Great block from Sam Jesperson. Logan Gray going up with the shot. Jesperson with the block. Lauer now with the drive. Wide open into the lane. The double pump move and in for a point. Jack Lauer now with five total for his game tonight. Everybody on the offensive side for Marysville is just eating A good cut from Trent McCure. Passes it down into Royce Ekstrom to get his points on the night. Another basket for Royce Ekstrom. Going to be six on the night for him. Jesperson picks his dribble up. Going to pass it in to Peyton Smith. Cutting. Going up with the basketball. Lands in. Man, Peyton Smith again. Anytime Marysville just goes down on the offensive side of the ball, just finding points. 42-17 is now the lead, but we do have a foul called. Looks to be on Jack Lauer. That's his third foul. The first team foul of the half, but the third personal for Jack Lauer. Clay Camp trying to find an open person. Still looking, and that's going to get the five-second inbounds call. Excuse me, 8-second inbounds call, so it'll be a turnover for the Mustangs. Again, just can't get anything going here tonight against the Bulldogs. They trail 42-17. Marysville up. Rhett going to pass it down inside to Rook Williams, who's going to go up with a nice little hook. Can't do it, but it's going to be pushed out of play on the side of Valley Heights. So Marysville will still have retention down here. 42-17. Brett Williams now over to Peyton Smith, inside to Jesperson, who tried to go up with the basketball, but a nice block coming in on the side of Valley Heights. But Marysville keeps possession. Lauer looking to reset this offense back up. Pump fakes, going to pass over to Rook Williams, guarded by Ekstrom. Brett Williams now with the basketball, going to put it in outside to Jack Lauer on the baseline. Gets the ball stripped away from him from Logan Gray, but it's still going to fall out of play. Marysville still retains possession, up still 42-17, with 6:21 left to go here in the third quarter. Jesperson looking for the inbound. He's going to find Rhett Williams. He's going to drive baseline. Goes Rhett Williams up behind, underneath the basket, but it falls out. And a good rebound, though, coming in on the side of Peyton Smith. Though it'll still fall in favor of the Mustangs, but man, Peyton Smith is just a force to be reckoned with down low. Going for getting another offensive rebound and almost got it, but it does fall in the jump ball now on the side for the Mustangs. They pass into Clay Camp, and the good tip almost is stolen by Sam Jesperson. Clay Camp now, and now it's finally stolen by Jack Lauer. Defensively, Marysville is on top of it. Here comes the 2-on-2 break. Lauer goes up with the basketball, and he goes in, but they're going to call him on the offensive traveling call. Almost steals turnovers, leading to points for Marysville yet again. Seems to be the majority of where they're getting their action on these turnovers. Driving in is Ekstrom. He'll go up with it, and he'll find the bottom of the basket. Really good. Royce Ekstrom with 8 total points for the Mustangs, leading the team. Jesperson with the basketball. Marysville still up 42-19, though. Small things working in the favor of the Mustangs, but going behind so early on in the game really has cost them. Lauer with the basketball inside to Rook. Rook going to kick it out to Jesperson, who shoots a three-pointer, and it bounces off the front iron out of play. Ever since the first half of the Sabetha game, Sam Jesperson has really just been cold from the three-point line. Willow Tott now subs in. Jack Lauer going to get some time on the bench. But again, as I was saying, Jesperson's been really dynamic in terms of facilitating the basketball as well as on the defensive side. But when it comes to his three-point shot, ever since the first half against Sabetha, it's really just fallen flat as a good offensive rebound coming in on the side of the Mustangs. But again, another steal from Marysville is going to set their offense up. Here comes Rook. Going to pump fake and go up with it. Looking for the foul. Didn't get it, though, so a turnover. Clay Camp picks his dribble up, though, for the Mustangs as LeCure almost lost possession of the basketball, regathers, and now picks his dribble up and passes to Clay Camp. We're going to get the foul called on Sam Jesperson on the push. That's his first foul tonight. Devin Tomer and Thomas Behrens now subbing in for Marysville. Thomas Behrens so far tonight for Marysville. 3 points on 3 of 4 shooting from the free throw line. Sanders Dutterman now checking in for Marysville as well. So we're starting to get some third team action, some second and third team action with Marysville being up 42-19 here in the third quarter. LeCure Guarded by Otant, behind the back moves. Going to pass it over to Claycamp. Claycamp driving, picks his dribble up. Logan Gray pump fakes and pushes in. Going to pass it down low inside. Here comes Ekstrom with his shot. No good. Easy rebound for Will Otant as he's getting hounded from behind by Trenton LeCure, but is able not to get it, the ball forced over. Behrens over to Rook Williams. Rook driving in. Wide open lane in for the easy layup. It's just getting too easy for Rook Williams. That is now his sixth point on the night for Rook Williams. LeCure has the basketball. Going to try to whip it on over to Claycamp. He does so. It's very dangerous territory, but they're going to get Trenton Claycamp with the travel. Turnover yet again. Marysville up 44-19. Just an absolute slaughtering tonight for this Marysville offense. Really just exacting their anger out on this poor Mustangs team that just is coming in at a bad time. Otant has the ball poked away from him, but good recovery from Rook Williams. Goes into the lane looking for the foul. Can't get the layup, but Devin Tolbert going up yet again off of his offensive rebound. Will draw the foul, and here he comes to the line. Devin Tolbert really has been struggling the last couple of games to find the basket or get the ball into the basket. He really just hasn't been able to buy a shot. But with him going to the line to shoot his first free throws, looking to get that turned around. He already has 2 points. The first free throw misses, 0-for-1. Got to find some wood somewhere, I do, to knock on it because I'm just cursing this poor guy. Found a chair to knock on, so hopefully gets going here. The second one falls in. You know, you just got to clear the bad juju out the way. 3 points now on the night with Devin Tolbert. Going to pass it over to Dustin Denton. Good pass inside to Ekstrom, who gets another basket. Royce Ekstrom tonight has been a bright spot for these Valley Heights Mustangs with 10 points, though it doesn't really make too much of a difference as it's 45-21. The ball now in Rook Williams' hands. Thomas Behrens now over to Sander Zetterman. And in comes Rook Williams for another easy drive to the basket. He will draw the foul, shooting two. We're going to see who was called on the foul. Going to call it on Trenton LeCure. That is the fourth foul for Trenton LeCure, the second team foul. It's been a very frustrating night for Trenton LeCure. Does have 4 points, but 4 fouls to go along with it. He's almost has more fouls than points, which is something you just don't want to see, and that's really been the story tonight as well. Foul trouble for Valley Heights Mustangs put Marysville early up in a nice position as 1-for-2 from the free throw line goes Rook Williams. The early fouls in getting Marysville into the bonus before the first quarter even ended was just a death sentence for this Mustangs team. A good kick over and almost intercepted on the pass there, but a good rebound and missed shot coming in from Dustin Denton now allows Marysville to set up once again. Will Otant over to Behrens, now over to Zetterman. Zetterman now going to kick it out to Rook Williams, a real big powerhouse on this squad here in this unit now that we're seeing as we're going to get a jump ball, and it's lucky it's going to fall in favor of Marysville. We're up 46-21 with 2:28 left to go here in the third quarter. Out comes Rook Williams, Jack Lauer now subbing in. Otant underneath the basket. Going to lob it way up, and Tolbert almost gets his hand on it, but Lauer is able to recover it. Zetterman with the basketball. Over to Lauer, guarded by Claycamp. Looking to drive on Claycamp. Goes Lauer, draws the foul, and the and one. Jack Lauer going on the line for 3 points. 48-21 is where we are, and a foul on Trenton Claycamp, his first tonight. Lauer is 1-for-2. So now he's up to 8 total points, 2-for-3 from the free throw line, as out goes Devin Tolbert. Subbing in for Marysville is Peyton Smith. 49-21 is the lead for Marysville. As almost extra, almost mishandles the basketball, and a good turnover and steal coming in from Will Otant. Feels like Marysville tonight is just going to set a record for steals to just keep every defensive possession just finding the passing lanes and getting a turnover. Sutterman driving into the lane with the nice, easy floater, bounces out. And we're going to get the rebound coming in from Thomas Behrens, but they're going to call it a jump ball. So now it's Mustangs ball. But again, it just feels like every time the Mustangs get on the offensive side, there's always a just a steal coming in, whether it be from Peyton Smith. Jesperson's got a couple tonight. So has Jack Lauer. And it's really those turnovers transitioning into points is really what's being key for the Bulldogs tonight, who currently lead 49-21. Another steal coming in from Willow Todd, driving on a one-on-one, going up for the easy layup. Willow Todd in his limited time, I wouldn't even call it limited time, with the way this game's been going, he's been seeing a lot of action, now up to 8 points. The shot from Dustin Denton falls down in and out of the air, so Marysville will get their opportunity with another Peyton Smith rebound, up 51-21. Jesperson now going to slow the offense down, looking to set it up, though. Jesperson over to Lauer. Double screen coming in, and they're going to call a moving screen, though. I believe they're going to get that on Rhett Williams. Nope, they're going to get it on Peyton Smith with the moving screen. That's his third. It's his third foul tonight and the third team foul for the Bulldogs. But they still lead 51-21, so at this point, Scott Brown and this team is just looking to get reps in for their next game on Friday against Clay Center. Rhett Williams guarding. Now the pass over to Logan Gray, who drives in. Nice baseline jumper. Falls in and out. Pushed out of play from Ekstrom. That was a really good move, though, from Logan Gray, the freshman. Drove in on the baseline and pulled up when he had some open territory. Just bounced off the back iron in and out. So 51-21 is still the lead, a 30-point lead for the Bulldogs. Jesperson in low to Peyton Smith, who pump fakes and is going to go up and over, but too much mustard on that shot. Kaysen Bigham with the defense. Smith just went a little too hard with that pass. You see, with the shot, it just flies over the basket. Gray, guarded by Jesperson, going to drive down baseline, but going to kick it now to Dustin Denton. Cut back in goes Dustin Denton, but a mishandling pass from Kaysen Bigham now leads Marysville up for the easy layup from Willow Town, and it bounces out. Another rebound, though, from Peyton Smith, and he goes up with it for the and one. Peyton Smith tonight really showing if he has the size advantage down low, he will just go for it. He will just powerhouse his way in for any rebound and any basket he wants. Going to the line, 2 for 4 on the night. He does have 10 points, though. A very strong outing from Peyton Smith. First free throw bounced off the back iron, so he's 2 for 5 now. Gray going to pass it over to Bigham. He's going to pass it then over to Clay Camp. Picks his dribble and shoots a very awkward three-pointer at the buzzer, and it falls flat. Marysville still now up 53-21 at the end of the third quarter.
We have the deals you're looking for at RX Drug this holiday season. Stop on by for family-friendly service, and while you're in, check out our great deals on everything from daily home needs to your favorite holiday treats. And if you're looking for great holiday gifts as well, with fair sale pricing, we have so much to choose from, including gifts for children and adults of all ages. With all our fantastic holiday prices and our family-friendly service, why wouldn't you stop in? Join RX Drug, downtown Marysville, for your home and holiday shopping needs.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Like most people, you're busy enjoying your life and taking care of today's priorities. But it's a good idea to think about your future. Will you have enough income to enjoy a comfortable lifestyle down the road? Time flies, so it's never too soon to create a financial strategy for your future. A super check from your Farm Bureau agent can help make sure you're on track. Call Farm Bureau agent Brian Crott at 562-2136 in Marysville today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Welcome back. Marysville currently up 55-21 with now 7:28 left to go here in the game. The pass over to Ekstrom, who's going to pass over to Gray. Looking to drive on Lauer with his pull-up J. No good. Actually, it finds the bottom of the basket. It looked like it was going to take a bad bounce, but Logan Gray with his first points on the night for Bellheads Mustangs as they currently trail 55-23. They got a lot of work to do if they want to get back in this basketball game, but Marysville turning the basketball over. Here comes LeCure with the drive. Bounces in and out. Rebounded by Peyton Smith. Now they're going to really slow it down. Scott Brown yelling at this team to slow it down. Currently holding 55-23 lead. Scott Brown looking to make sure Marysville can run its offense to perfection. And Lauer going to push it out to Jesperson, who shoots his three-pointer. That one rattles in and out again, as I said. Actually, before, get that. Rhett Williams with a strong offensive rebound and in for another basket. And is now 12 total points for Rhett Williams. But again, well, here goes a three from Ekstrom. He's going to rattle in and out, rebounded by Lauer. But going back to Sam Jesperson ever since the first half of the Sabetha game, he's really just been extremely cold from the three-point line. I don't think he's hit one yet so far tonight. Again, still has yet to hit any. He only has 2 points, but has been monumental on the defensive side and in terms of facilitating on the offense. He's caused many steals that have led to points and has set up really nice plays and passes to get his teammates wide open. Jesperson going to pass it now over to Rook Williams, who drives in, going to try to get it over to Lauer, but he's still going to shoot that three anyway, and it's an air ball from Lauer. Didn't get the pass the way he liked it, so he had to reset it up, but here comes the steal from Jack Lauer behind the back, going up for the nice layup, and that one rattles in. Jack Lauer. And here comes a mass substitution coming in on the side of Marysville, and that'll probably do it, though, for the starters, up 59-23. But we'll take a quick breather, and the starters here at KNDY aren't over. When we come back, we'll continue our coverage of Marysville basketball as they lead 59-23.
Looking to work for a stable, family-owned company that's been in business for 58 years? Landall Company in Marysville is hiring for positions ranging from assembly to welding and everything in between. Enhanced wages start at $14.50 up to $20.70 per hour, plus hiring bonuses for qualified positions of $500 to $1,000. Exceptional benefits. Start your new year off right. Apply online at Landall.com or phone 562-5381.
Welcome back. Marysville currently up 59-23 as we have a mass substitution for your Marysville Bulldogs. Willow Todd checks in. Thomas Behrens checks in. Kevin Tomer checks in. Nathan Fisher checks in as well. Akira looking to drive in. Pull up Jay from the baseline. Can't get it. Rebounded by Zutterman. Sanders Zutterman subbing in as well. Otat running the offense. Behrens over to Zutterman. Zutterman guarded by Ekstrom. Now here comes Otat at the top of the three-point line. He's got a tough matchup against Akira. Tomer going to pass it over to it's going to be Fisher. Now here comes Otat with the drive, kicking out to Zutterman. Here comes the three-pointer from the main man himself, Nathan Fisher. Can't do it, but a good offensive rebound coming in from the Devin Tomer, and then the assist going into Thomas Behrens. Really good showing offensively in terms of the assist category from Devin Tomer. As we see the first points tonight. Actually, not the first points. It is now 5 total points for Thomas Behrens. That'll probably do it for the offensive starters for Marysville. They currently are up 61-23, an absolute blowout over the Mustangs. Clay Camp, really good defense, though, from coming in from Willow Todd to smother Trayton Clay Camp. Dustin Denton passes to Clay Camp. He can't find anything. He drives baseline, though, and tries to kick it out to LeCure. Almost gets intercepted on the pass. Passing it over to Dustin Denton. He's going to shoot a wide-open three-pointer, and that rattles in for the freshman. That's his first point on the night for Dustin Denton, and it comes with a three-pointer. 61-26 is now the lead. Behrens over to Fisher, now to Otat. Willow Tack goes, sends it over to Devin Tomer. Set offense back up. Thomas Barron guarded by Logan Gray. Zutterman looking to set something up. He picks his dribble up, though, but a wide-open three-pointer for one. Thomas Barron hits the bottom of the net. 8 total points now for Thomas Barron. And we're going to have a travel called on Trenton Lecure, who's having just a tough night. 4 points, 4 fouls, and a couple turnovers. And that kind of just puts the exclamation point on this Valley Heights team as they unfortunately are trailing 64-26 here late in the fourth quarter. Zutterman over to Otap. He's looking to drive on Lecure, but kicks it back out to Barron. Otap going to set the offense, though, back up. He's going to try to lob it into Devin Tomer. I don't think Tomer knew where Otap was going to go with that basketball, and a needless turnover and foul to Devin Tomer. I don't think Scott Brown's going to be happy with that, even though Marysville is up pretty big. Klaycamp going to pass it over to Lecure. He's going to kick it into the corner for Ekstrom. Lecure, guarded by Barron, is going to throw it across court to Klaycamp for his three-pointer. He had to lean into it. No good. Good defensive rebound coming in from Willow Scott. Here comes Osat. Looking to drive on Lecure. Going to kick it out to Barron. Now over to Zutterman. Going to keep going around the world. Here's Fisher. Now to back to Otat. Marysville looking to set offense. Wilcox says no. He drives in, but there's going to be an offensive foul coming in on the side of Will Otat. Turn the ball over. And Otat's second foul tonight. The 17th foul, though, here in the second half. So we're in the bonus for the Mustangs. Again, not going to matter much when they trail 64-26. The drive coming in from Logan Gray over to Ekstrom. Was not going to drive on Nathaniel Fisher. Excuse me, Nathan Fisher. I don't know why I said Nathaniel. My brain went to a whole other dimension with this one. So Barron's over to Zutterman. Going to hand it out off to Will Otat. Otat driving in. Goes for the nice easy floater in for 2 points. Will Otat now with 10 points. Another mass substitution coming in for Marysville, as we're going to see a lot of the second team coming in. The JV squad is going to see some action tonight. Let's see. We'll get all this sorted out, what we're going to see. Garrett Haverkamp subs in. We got Seaman second checking in as well. A lot of people subbing in, though, so I got to figure it out at one point. But here it comes, the drive from Dustin Denton. You got to pass it over to Lecure, who shoots the baseline jumper. No good. Good rebound coming in, though. Ryan Simmons. With a push down into the low post. Going to get picked off, though. Now under a minute. Marysville leading 66-26. The three-point from Klaycamp. No good. And a good offensive rebound. See, defensive rebound coming in from Garrett Haverkamp, putting his body on the line to get that basketball. Jump ball goes away in Marysville. Rick Pfeiffer now checking in for the Mustangs. Excuse me, the jump ball went to the side of Valley Heights. We're now under 20 seconds left to go. 66-26 is Marysville lead. Klaycamp goes into Slifer, almost turned over. Here comes Logan Gray with his tough shot. Can't hit the mark. And then rebounded by Mason Rader. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, and that'll probably do it for the game here. Your Marysville Bulldogs absolutely rout the Valley Heights Mustangs 66-26. Just utter domination in every single facet. But we'll take a quick breather and bring you post-game recap live here on KMDY.
As a producer, you've always got one eye on the sky. But weathering the economic climate can be even tougher. That's where we come in. We can make a plan that will help you build a shelter for your investments that'll protect you, your family, and your future. Talk to us about it. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Napa Know How. Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa know-how. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa know-how.
Welcome back. Your Marysville varsity boys basketball team defeat Valley Heights Mustangs 66-26, an absolute blowout. Essentially, the game was just done at half. Actually, in the first quarter, just felt like everything Marysville did on the offense, defense, transition offense, transition defense, everything they did just seemed to keep going their way. Plenty of steals and aggression on the defensive side, leading to offensive points, and it was, of course, led on the day by two standout players, Jack Lauer with 12 points, and then Rhett Williams with 12 points for Marysville. Then the second leading scorer coming in, Peyton Smith, really just dominated the defensive side of the basketball, and then set up a really nice two-man game between him and Willow Todd late in the first quarter, with Willow Todd doing a lot of backdoor cutting and Peyton Smith finding him wide open. Willow Todd did end the night with 8 points. Though it might have been a really tough game for the Mustangs, there was a good bright spot. Royce Ekstrom with 10 total points for the team. But other than that, it was really tough for the Mustangs. Lots of turnovers, lots of extremely bad fouls coming in as well on the side of the Mustangs. Really dug them a hole early on, as we didn't even get through the first quarter before we got to the bonus for the Bulldogs. And then from that point on, it was just all Marysville all time as they win 66-26 over the Valley Heights Mustangs. From here at Marysville, I'm Bax and Gore with KNDY. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you Friday when your Bulldogs take on Clay Center.
Tension Envelope, the leader in envelope and packaging solutions, is currently looking to hire new members to its staff. With a great work schedule and benefits package, Tension Envelope might be for you. Don't believe me? Well, how about some of the experts at Tension convince you?
My name is Jess Schoenberger. My duty is an adjuster at Tension Envelope. We work 3 days on, 1 day off, 3 days on, and then 7 days off for the majority of the jobs that are down here at Tension.
Well, hi, I'm Deb Logus, and I've been here 43 years. I am a plate maker right now is what I'm doing. They take good care of us. We've got good benefits.
Head on over to their website for more information on open positions, or call their Marysville location to find out for yourself if Tension Envelope is right for you.
At your service 24/7, on air, online, and on our mobile app. News, weather, sports, and more. Yours from KNDY.